as if this were too much concern. How can we live in a city full of garbage? How? We have the money to buy the land where we are supposed to put the garbage. But even if you buy that land, the neighborhood will stop you from taking their garbage because they know garbage is going to rot there and cause their problems. As if this we thought we should quicken the process of identifying people who can help us with that garbage. And they use it for fertilizers. I saw someone in Toro trying to do it. Polythene bags, how do you recycle them? Someone can do that. And is it helped to do that work as quickly as possible? You'll be solving us from garbage which is littering everywhere. If you went to all the trenches around Kampala today, they are filled with polythene bags and garbage. And you know some people use even polythene bags as their toilet. That's called a pure and decent. So we believe as FDC, something must be done at the earliest opportunity. And we should put pressure on all our leaders in Kampala. The councillors, the executive, the technical people, those who are supposed to supervise, the technical people are in their quarrels. Those who are supposed to buy land where they are supposed to deposit this garbage here are busy looking for deals. That's why they can't buy land. Everybody has a deal. You cannot tell me that Kampala, if you have money, Kampala and Wakiso, and you have money, you want to buy land, you can afford to buy land in 1 week. You can't. Why are they not buying land? Because some people want to eat a cut on it. So, we appeal to whoever is concerned before we organize people to protest against them. They should come up and do something about garbage in Kampala. Potentially it's our problem. All of us, we should be nonpartisan as far as this issue is concerned. Because a pandemic can kill a lot of people in Kampala because of that garbage we are throwing everywhere.